Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a bull market! On AIM, at least. Up 21%, it's at 751, 0.4%. Had a little wobble this morning. Well, I didn't think it was going to do it. It got over the 748 level, which is 20% up from the recent low. That's a technical bull market. And then it pushed on higher, which is good to see. Bit of momentum, maybe. Interest rates coming down. That's the most important thing for the markets. Ignore the noise. Focus on individual companies that have good fundamentals. They will rally. In fact, quite a few of... I look at it now. So my microcap fund, I put £1,000 into each, just small, these are not my core holdings, but some of them are included in this. I put £1,000 into the top 20 companies on the microcap league just to see if they work or not. It's beating every single index. It's beating, that's in the UK and America. It's beating every single fund manager in the UK that manage microcap stocks and small caps. These are people paid handsomely to invest your money into small and micro caps. And it turns out the Micro Cap League, which monitors 15 metrics, the metrics account, they are scored and weighted these metrics according to their the effect they have on the share price. And it's working. So what, 19.3% in September. And the closest fund manager to me is, well, to the Micro Cap League, is 16% lower. 16% lower than that performance. So if you want to, you know, just view some quality microcap companies, these are companies that are, you know, like I said, filtered on 15 different filters and scored, so you know they're good companies. There's 30 ideas right there, 30 investment ideas at sharepickers.com. And if you read my book, you'll understand a bit more about it. Go to Amazon, whatever. In fact, just got 144.9 star reviews. If you like it, enough to give it a 5-star rating and review, you can get 25% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. That equates to about £2.80 a week. Now, if you want to make money, you've got to spend a bit of money, but you learn. It's not like, it's like spending some money on Netflix. You're just sitting on your sofa doing nothing, learning nothing. You know, it's wasting your life. Will you look back on life and think, I wish I'd watched more telly? Or will you think, I wish I'd learned a bit more about investing? So it's worth it. Check it out. I'm very excited about this bull market starting. And in fact, I hold 14 companies. In fact, my core, two of my core holdings have hit recent highs. Ramsden's today, $3.15 a share. I've been holding that for a while. Yesterday was Personal Group. By the way, these are in the top 10 of the Microcap League. And so they are performing very well. But anyway, check it out. Sharepickers.com, check it out. If you want to learn about investing in microcap companies, which are the best performing companies, you know, over the midterm. I mean, if you want to, you know, if you want a safe return, as I suggest in the book, every private investor should have a low-cost diversified fund as the backbone to their portfolio, depending on your risk tolerance. But I'm saying, you know, if you're doing this part-time, you've got other jobs, it should over time make up about half or sort of your age in percentage terms of your total portfolio. So if you're 50, it should hold, you know, 50% of your portfolio. I mean, if you're a bit more active and you know a bit more about investing, then maybe reduce that a bit more. But and the rest, you should be aiming to to get a better return on your individual investments. Now, a fund can return you, what, 5, 10, maybe in a really good year, 20%. Now, if you want more reward than this, you have to take on a bit more risk. And that means being less passive and being more active and doing some individual research. And what the Maricap League does is filter out all the crap, all the dross, and just focus on quality metrics, strong fundamentals, and also a scoring on the technical side as well for momentum. So anyway, shakepickers.com, check that out. And the way it's going, there won't be much more discounts going on because lots of people are joining. It's good that people are finding me through the podcast, for the book. It's really nice. Thank you very much for joining recently. You know, and I've got lots of nice messages saying how they really enjoying the club and understanding the webinars and the metrics and all that stuff, and they're really learning a lot. So that's exactly, in fact, there's some more exciting developments. I'm really delving into AI at the moment to help me out with data and all that. And it's really sort of working, and I'm working with my developer to get a bit of AI in the site, which would be quite good. I do, you know, the more I messed around with AI, the more I think it is transformational. You start scratching the surface again. Hang on, if I can do this, I can do that. I can do that. So it just takes a bit of working out, but you can see why it is transformational. Okay, let's look at the markets then. Do you use AI? I'm talking to you, by the way. I'm just wondering, because, you know, it's like it's one of these things you mess around with and you leave for a while and you mess around with it. All of a sudden, you start to use it more and more. Anyway, it's excellent with financial reports, actually, and all that stuff. Okay, so I've been doing a bit of research on, you know, outperforming companies recently. And it's very good for research. You have to do a double check, but it's spot on if you want to find something out very quickly. Like, you know, what was the, for example, revenue and profit for this company in 2021? And you could, it just comes up with it, rather than searching through loads of RNSs. Very good. Okay. Markets, yes. AIM Alshi at 0.4%, 751. Well, in fact, speaking now, Ramsden is now at £3.20 a share. Nice. What is it up today? 5.79. That's more than the dividend payout, which is quite good. That's nice. Ooh, nice big riser. Let's go to another FTSE 100. It's flat, pretty much. It's up 0.02%. It's funny, it's gone to, literally, it rallied to 8.779. It's gone sideways, exactly around that level. What else we got? The S&P's just opened. It's up 0.5%, 5946. The FTSE 250 is down a smidge, down 10 points, 0.05 at 21019. The small cap is up 0.12% to 6949. What else there? NASDAQ is up 0.5%, pretty much 19,326. What about Dow Jones? That's up, you know, it's flattish. 42,325. Bitcoin, I've not mentioned that. It hit high back in, where is it? It's 22nd of May. It's come off a bit. It hits sort of, what did it close at there? 111,722. And now it's down 105,988. I do think what Trump's doing will make more people invest in Bitcoin. Just uncertainties about the global economy. The dollar weakness is helping, of course. Let's look at some commodities. Brent crude, $65.45 a barrel, up 1.13%. What else is there? There's gold. It's it rallied yesterday. Just a little dip today. Down 0.8%, $3,368 an ounce. And copper, it had a big rally yesterday. Today, it's largely flat at $10,697 a tonne. And debt, government yields, the two-year yield. If the government wants to borrow money on a two-year basis, they'll have to pay you 4% yield, pretty much. That's down 0.1%. If they're borrowing money over 10 years, it'll cost them 4.625%, down 0.8%. If they're borrowing over 30 years, it's 5.35%. percent yield, that's down 1%. A pound will buy you €1.18, it'll buy you $1.35. Yeah, the dollar's quite weak at the moment. I don't suppose I mean that. I wouldn't mind that. Okay, let's look at some the Americap database on my website. This is another section of the website where every company that generates revenue, I add to this database. They have to be sub 100 million market cap or enterprise value if you've got a lot of cash. And then I analyze them and categorize them into three or one of four watch lists. Watch list number one, the Premier League Microcap League. They're profitable and they'll be eligible for that list. And of course, they may display on that list if they score in the top 30. And then there's potential and recovery. These are companies that are either recovering, of course, and getting better in some way, or potentials where they're maybe about to generate their first or maiden profit, but they are growing because, again, they are ranked as well. Let's start off with 2025 interim results for Chesterfield Special Cylinders. And this was called Pressure Technologies, P-R-E-S, but they sold off one division here. So their market cap of 13.5 million. These are for the last set of results. Enterprise value of 14.4. Interim results today. In fact, do you know what? I'll go to the comments here, but it's not on any watch list because it's making a loss and it's not growing. And I say H1 results did not improve on last year. Revenue dropped 17%. Loss before tax increased 40% to 2 million versus 1.5. They ended at a net cash position of 1.86 million versus net debt of 900K due to the sale of their precision machine components division for initial cash consideration of 4.8. Therefore, they also generated free cash flow of 2.99 million versus an outflow of 533K. Forecasts for next year are expected to see top-line growth of 28% and a reduced loss before tax of 500K. Now, it's easy to say, based on fundamentals, forget about it. Yeah, forget about this company. Sorry, I don't know what that was. However, part of the end market for their hydrogen cylinders is the defense market, specifically submarines and ships. And so if you've been paying attention to what's going on of late, there's wars everywhere, there's defense budgets going up. While most obvious defense-related companies have rallied strongly, Concurrent Technologies, for example, which was in the Microcap League, is now bigger than that, but I still hold it as part of the Microcap League fund, so it was 70%. While they've rallied strongly, CSC has not really moved, apart from a rally on the day the UK announced its new defence budget, and that was yesterday. It jumped by 20%. It's come back a bit today. The UK government pledges to raise defence spending to 2.5% by 2027-28, aiming for 3% by the next Parliament, which includes building up to 12 attack submarines. I think they've got 7 at the moment, building 12 new ones. And in the company outlook, they state, backdrop of geopolitical tensions and increasing global defence budgets support a strong outlook for submarine and surface ship new build programmes in the UK and overseas from 2027. So in summary, it's a company with a specialist technology that should benefit from defence budgets increasing globally. Keep an eye out for new contracts, because if they start, of course, they're going to pre-order. They can't just build one tomorrow. So they'll be getting orders way earlier than... But they reckon they'll get the benefits in 2027. It may seem a long way off, but stocks and shares are about what's going to happen. So it may start to rally before that. But as yet, fundamentals aren't that good. It didn't improve on last year. But like I said, there is potential there. Director Plus is a producer and supplier of graphene-based products for use in consumer and industrial markets. 7.4 million market cap, 4.6. Enterprise value. What do they have there? Is it, bear with me a second. It was final results from the day. I converted these from euros to pounds. Let's scroll down. 2024 was a dreadful year for DCTA. All metrics deteriorated and they're not expected to make a profit this year either. Cash only increased due to an equity fundraise. In summary, it's a nano-cap loss-making company with debt and no profit forecasts. Share price has been in downtrend since 2022. Ignore. So there we are. That's Director Plus. Illico. Illico, go, 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 Illico, pop, be that already. What's that? Bad manners, isn't it? Fatty reggae. Anyway, Illico is an AIM-listed specialist in international provider of software and related services to the built environment. Market cap, 134 million. Enterprise value, 120. What do they have today? Was it... AGM and trading statement. The board remains confident in the outlook and trading remains in line with market expectations, they say. Now, it's had an excellent run. Ilika have released an AGM statement saying that. So if they're in line, this would mean their revenue growing by 22%, profit for tax on a reported basis dropping by 7% to 4 million, and a net profit to dip by 13% to 2.9. These are very decent results when you understand that 2024 was a very strong year. So it was hard to beat that year, but they're key, sort of keeping up with it nearly. This is a quality business. The only concern I have is valuation. And 164 pence per share, this now trades on a forecast PE 46. Sometimes, though, you have to pay up for quality, but it's rallied strongly recently. So if you're interested... Maybe worth waiting for a little bit of a pullback. But like I said, it's a quality company, quality man. I don't know why I'm doing stupid accents. I apologize for that. I'm just going to adjust what I'm going to say here. On this, sorry, my grammar in that thing was wrong. So if you are, I missed the R. I'll tell you. Yeah, so good company, but it's rallied strongly of late. And I think maybe it's got maybe a bit ahead of its valuation a bit. But it's one of those companies that you keep an eye on anyway, because like I said, it's a quality company. And there's so much dross on AIM that you keep an eye, keep tabs on quality companies. Talking about dross on AIM, Engage, a leading metaverse spatial computing technology company, focused on becoming a leading global provider of virtual communications. Market cap, 4.9. Enterprise value, 1.9. These are now converted from euros to pounds. My comments on this is here. Do you remember when the metaverse was supposedly the next big thing and Mark Zuckerberg was so convinced he changed the name of Facebook to Meta and invested $50 billion into it in 2019? Then 4 years later, he finally conceded that bad cartoon versions of people interacting in a virtual world wasn't what people wanted. They were dreadful. They looked like, they almost had the graphics of a 1980s arcade game. And he was like waving to his friends. One was an elephant, one was a monkey or something. And they're, are you kidding? This may be applicable to sort of 4 or 5 year olds, but adults are not going to do this. To be honest, I think he spent his time way too much in a different world to believe that. But then he realized AI was the next hot trend, which it is. Now he intends to spend $65 billion on AI in 2025. Anyway, EXR, Engage, was lucky to be part of Meta's hype and managed to raise £8.8 million in 2023, just before everyone realized the metaverse was dying. They did this at 4 pence a share. The share price right now is less than 1 pence. So it was good timing for the company, but not for investors. And even though they've launched their School of AI, where people can talk to historical figures, in March 2024, in an attempt to attract some AI heat, this is a loss-making nanocap with no growth forecast for next year, and they will still be making a loss. The only positive is they still have some cash left. But for how long? So the reported cash is 2.9 million. And they lost cash outflow last year with 3.6. So at current cash burn, they said they brought it down to 200,000 euros a month. Oh, so that's 1.2 million. So, but sooner or later, they're going to have to raise money. And now it's not as easy as it was when the hype was on Metaverse. People don't believe the hype around that anymore. So anyway, I'd say I'd void. It's on no watch list. Another one, Inspex Group. Waste of time. Leading provider of eyewear solutions. They did an AGM statement. And I haven't got any broker forecasts for this. But their revenue is 198 million and they're making a loss. Their market cap of 54, net debt about 36 million, not generating a profit. And they came out with all this nonsense, these goals, medium-term ambition to deliver. They said compound annual growth of 40% above the market rate, which is currently forecast to grow at 3% compound annual growth for the next 5 years. They could say that. Double-digit underlying EBITDA. These goals are all quite vague. They need to put some numbers on it. And double-digit EBITDA does not mean they will be profitable. In my experience, companies that use or only state EBITDA are not profitable at the pre-tax level. So, again, unless you've got really bad eyesight, you know, and you mistake hitting the buy button for something else, then I'd avoid this. Didn't really work that, did it? You know what I'm saying? You must be blind to invest in that company. It may have a recovery, but it's been a disaster since IPO. Next, LPA Group. I should read the title on the front of the thing here. Trading update, LPA Group. I did. So they are a world leader in the design, build, and supply of LED lighting, electrical connectors, and connector systems, and high-performance electrical components. It's amazing how many world leaders there are on AIM. But judging by the share price and the fundamentals, and you think, well, if they're a world leader, I'd hate to be second, let alone nowhere near the top. Market cap of 6.6, enterprise value 8.3, so got debt. Trading update, essentially, what do they say? LPA has issued a profit warning, pretty much citing revised customer delivery of schedules for two of its rail contracts currently in production. Therefore, revenues for 2025 have been revised lower, but are still expected to rise by 4% in 2024, and loss before tax will be $500K. They have a weak balance sheet, with net debt increasing by 133% in 2024 to $1.74 million. So in summary, they are a loss-making, indebted nanocap with no growth. Ignore. Maintel Holdings. This is a leading provider. And what is it? What are they doing? AGM trading update. Maintel Holdings, a leading provider of cloud communications, security, and connectivity, managed by communication services in the UK public and private sectors. Market cap, 34 million. Enterprise value, 51. So they've got debt there, of course, but 20 million, but 4 million account, but 16 million. So what do they say today? My comments, let's be there. They said the board remains cautiously optimistic of meeting market expectations for the current year, which will be second half weighted. This does not inspire confidence, especially when you pair it with other phrases in the update, like there continues to be client-led variation in delivery of sales bookings, with a trend for long contracting cycles and some projects experiencing longer than anticipated delivery times. Now, if they do hit 2025 forecasts, revenue is expected to rise by 3%, and reported net profit is forecast to double to 1.1 million. This will still put them on a PE of 31 at 240 a share, not cheap, plus they have debt of 16.6 million. However, 2026 looks better. If they achieve these numbers, net profit is expected to come in at 3.4 million, which would put them on a PE of 10 at 240 a share. They have a high level recurring revenue, but also have net debt half the size of the company. It's eligible for market cap league, as is now profitable, although it probably won't be displayed because it won't score high enough. For me, it's a pass, maybe worth a casual watch to see if the company's cautious optimism for 2025 pans out. Let's have a look. Oh, Ramsden's is now 325 a share. That's shooting up. Is there a takeover happening or something? What's going on? Could be. H&T just got taken out, didn't they? Who knows? That's Maintel. Anything else? Any more for any more? Two more. The Pebble Group. United Kingdom-based holding company. The company principal activity is the sale of digital commerce products and related services to the promotional merchandise industry. So they got a market cap of 70 million, enterprise value 53, so plenty of cash. They've been doing a share buyback though, and now they're going to cancel that and do a tender offer. So what the heck? It's up now. Ramsden's up to 330 a share. What the heck is going on here? Wow. I'm looking for a takeover here. Is there a takeover happening? Hang on, let's go to my list. There's something going on. Crazy, crazy. Yeah. Nice to see. Anyway, the Pebble Group, what did they release today? AGM trading update notes results. They say trading to date in line with expectations. My comments here are, what they say, because they do promotional gifts. To date, there has been no significant adverse effects on our revenues from tariffs implemented on goods imported into the US. And at this time, our financial 25 forecasts remain in line with expectations. Now, I would err on the side of caution here. There's been evidence that many importers of goods have overordered before the tariffs came into effect. So the effect of the tariffs may be delayed. Therefore, it's worth watching for future updates to see how their H2 plans out. By the way, it's H, not H, okay? When people say H, do you know how to spell H? It's spelled A. That's ironic, that, isn't it? H is spelled A-I-T-C-H. It's not H-A-I. So the actual letter itself doesn't have an H. The English language is mad, isn't it? It's crazy. Anyway, listen, if they do hit 2025 forecast, growth is expected to be largely flat. They're still profitable, with a net profit expected to be 6.1 million. They also have a strong balance sheet with net cash as of the 31st of the 12th, 24, of 16.5 million and no debt. This net profit would put their valuation at 42 pence a share on a reasonable 11.5 times. Brokers of growth returning in 2026, but considering the chaos of the global economy, especially for a company involved in promotional gifts, this is a long way off. However, you would like to think or assume that Trump's tariff chaos will be done by then, but I wouldn't bet on it. Seems like he just wants attention, doesn't he? But I would say worth keeping an eye on to see how their business progresses throughout the rest of the year, because it could be a good performer here. We never know. I think, is that it? I think that's the last one. Let me go back. Sorry, I'm busy watching the Ramsden share price. Final one. Tiny Build. You tiny dancer. Oh, I've lost it there. Tiny Build, a global video games publisher and developer with a strong catalogue of premium titles across a variety of genres, horror, action, simulation, survival, etc. Thanks for that. Market cap, 22 million. Enterprise value, 20. What did they release today? AGM. AGM statement. They did say they're slightly ahead on sales. So TBD, along with many other video games producers, have had terrible few years. A perfect storm, really. They had COVID, lockdown, people playing video games, crazy. They threw lots of money into their producing, and then all of a sudden, lockdown ceased. Everyone went out and said, oh, forget the video games. And so, you know, they've overproduced, overexpanded, and everyone went back to sort of being normal. Fundamentals for 2024 were evidence of the struggle. Revenue dropped by 29%. Loss before tax increased by 499% to 47 million. A lot of that was impairment. Cash decreased by 91% to 1.85 million versus 19.6 million. Wow. It dropped by, 18 million. Free cash outflow was flat, but it's 16 million this year and 16 million last year. So the question is, could this be a recovery play? Now, that depends on whether the games they release sell well. They say strong pipeline based on Steam wishlists. I've never been into Steam wishlists, so I don't know what it is. Strong pipeline based on Steam wishlists, including Kingmakers, Sand, Ferocious, and Streets of Rogue 2. Obviously, there's no way of knowing if these games will translate into material revenue, but state revenue is trading slightly ahead of expectations for the first 5 months of the year. What is slightly encouraging is they also state cash and cash equivalents of mid-single-digit millions at the end of May 2025. And as previously communicated, the group continues to invest in a disciplined manner in upcoming game releases. And they also say that cash and cash equivalents are anticipated to reach a trough point in the summer of 25 and are expected to improve post the launch of certain high-potential new games. So they've got these releases happening. Their cash, by the way, at the end of the year is 1.85. So they've got about 5 million in cash. That's good, and it could take them through to profitability, potential profitability, of course, as long as the games sell well. This is why I'm not really a fan of investing in video games companies, because there's the unpredictability of revenue, isn't it? You'd never know whether these games are going to sell or not. Nevertheless, it's maybe worth seeing how the games are selling in future trading updates, because if they are well received, this could be a recovery play. And by the way, they were bailed out largely. The founder owner, they nearly went bust. And he underwrote $10 million of a fundraise, which they've got through quite quickly. But so it's looking quite, it's touch and go where they'll get through on the cash they have. If they do, and if those games sell, then this could do very well. So tiny bill, but it's still risky. It's too risky for me, really. I'll wait for it to improve. That's it. Don't forget, what? Ramses is up now 11.24% to 33.7. Well, £3.37. What the heck is going on? Anyway, I'll speak tomorrow. Speaking tomorrow. Sharepickers.com. If you want to see some quality microcaps, 20, 30 good stock ideas, and learn about investing, sharepickers.com, and hopefully you become a member, and I'll welcome you with open arms. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.